The division between your body and your mind is in your mind. When I was in sixth grade, I started getting irritable bowel syndrome. Terrible stomach cramps, diarrhea, having to run to the bathroom, and I would get this mostly in school, such that it would start to disrupt my school days. I'd have to go to the school doctor's office, and oftentimes they couldn't really help me. They didn't know what was wrong with me, so they sent me home or called my mom or something like that. And this was not just a once or twice type of thing. This lasted through all of middle school and all of high school, all the way to the first year of university. So for over 6 years, this lasted. And sometimes it was excruciating. It was very painful. It was also embarrassing. It was also very inconvenient, having to run to the bathroom. And I had no idea what was going on, why this was happening. Was it the food that I was eating or what? I tried various kinds of stomach medicines, but none of them really seemed to address the root issue. Until one day, 6 years later, I was driving to university. I remember this very vividly. In my car in the morning, I'm driving there, and I had some big test, like I usually do, because I was really into academics, getting good grades, and I felt nervous. I felt anxious. And for the first time in 6 years, I had an insight. And the insight was, could it be that my stomach aches are related to how I'm thinking about this test? Could it be that I'm causing this rather than that it's something that's happening to me? And in that moment, while I was driving, I just kind of experimented with relaxing my mind, letting go of thoughts about this test, and relaxing the stomach muscles, and breathing deep and slow. And I just did this for a few minutes while I was driving. And in those few minutes, my cramping and the need to go to the bathroom, it all completely resolved, went away, and I never had the problem ever again. That's the power of body awareness and relaxation. It's a very powerful thing that many of us don't really understand. It took a lot of suffering for me to come to the insight that I was causing this thing, because nobody taught me, nobody told me that there could be a mind-body connection. In my mind, it seemed like my body was one thing. It was like this physical thing. I didn't really have control over what happens with my body, when I get sick, when I don't. And my mind was a separate thing. These are two different things. Until I had the insight that actually they could be connected. And that's what they call the psychosomatic mind-body connection, when the way that you think causes problems with what your body does. So in this episode, we're going to talk a lot about developing body awareness and how important it is and how to relax your body. So let's start to demonstrate this, because this is one of these subjects where you can't get too theoretical. You need to actually feel it for yourself for it to work. This is something you need to practice. So there's going to be a lot of emphasis here on practice. So let's do an exercise. This is just going to be about a 5-minute exercise. So get comfy in your chair. Sit back and close your eyes. Keep them closed until I tell you to open them. So, as you're sitting there, I want you to place your awareness on what's going on inside your body. Try to sit still and don't move. And don't change the tension in your muscles anywhere in your body. Keep it as it is. What I want you to do is I want you to just scan your body up and down from head to toe and get a baseline of what's going on there. And I want you to especially pay attention to muscle tension. Don't relax anything yet. Just pay attention for muscle tension. And I want you to be particularly aware of the following areas. Scan your face, the area around your eyes, your forehead, your mouth, and especially your jaw. Notice if there's any tension there. Also your hands, your fingers, your palms. Keep them still and just put your awareness into them and feel for tension. Your arms, especially your forearms. Your feet. Your legs, especially your calf muscles. Your abdomen and stomach area. Your butt. Your sphincter. And also your back and your shoulders. What do you feel there? There's no wrong way to do this. Just feel into it. Whatever's there is whatever's there. Just notice it. Notice that there's probably a significant amount of tension in your body. This tension is there all the time. This tension is unconscious. That's your first key lesson here, is that tension and unconsciousness go together. And conversely, relaxation and consciousness go together. Now what I want you to do is I want you to put your consciousness or your awareness into each part that had tension and melt that tension away. Relax each area. And the way that you relax is by sending a signal to that area to let go. Let go of that area. You were unconsciously holding on, and just let go. Let go of your face. Let go of your hands, your arms, your feet, your legs, your belly. And anywhere else. Let go of your entire body. And in order to do this, you must also let go of your mind. So relax your mind. It's actually impossible to relax your body if you can't relax your mind. And the way to relax your mind is, again, to send the signal to let go. This signal is not just something you do once. You can keep sending that signal constantly to some part of your body or to your mind. And the more you send that signal, the more that part will let go and relax deeper and deeper and deeper. So keep doing that right now. Keep sending that signal and relaxing deeper and deeper. And just get very comfortable in your own body. Very at ease within your own body. And just make a mental note of the difference. Of the before this exercise and the after. And just to make this really stark and clear, without moving your body, Tense all the parts of your body that I mentioned before. Tense them all. Put tension into them. But don't do any jerky movements. Just tense. Tense, 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 and just keep it tense. Keep it tense. And now just let go. Let everything go. And just pay attention to that difference, that contrast. Good. Now open your eyes. So what you got there is you got a little bit of a taste, just a little taste of what this work entails. Of course, different people have different levels of tension in their body, but the majority of people are very, very unconscious of what's going on inside their body. And this presents a big obstacle for reaching higher levels of consciousness and even just being satisfied in your own life. How are you ever going to be happy in your life if you can't be comfortable in your own body? I mean, you're doing all this self-actualization work, this personal development work, this enlightenment work, and most of it is going on inside your head. But what about the rest of the body? Are you bringing it along for the ride? If your body is filled with tension, how is that ever going to work? How are you ever going to be satisfied in life? It's not possible, you see. So what this reveals to us is that this body awareness stuff is a core pillar of you being a fulfilled human being. Absolutely essential. And the vast majority of Westerners are really, really poor at this. See, what happens is that stress and emotions get carried in the body. And people don't even know about this. Emotions are not just things that happen inside your mind. They're not just feelings that accost you for random unknown reasons. No, all of this stuff is happening for a purpose. And it's all carried inside. It's carried in your arms, in your legs, in your abdomen, in your shoulders, in your jaw, in your face. It's all being carried there, and it's stored there over years. Over years and decades, it gets stored in there and locked in there such that you can't even tell what it's like to really be at ease in your own body anymore because of all the fear, anxiety, anger, sadness, and resistance that you're carrying around with you, and various kinds of trauma. Especially if you had various kinds of physical trauma or serious emotional trauma, PTSD type stuff, abuse when you were younger as a child or even as a young adult. This stuff gets locked in and carried in your body, and it can lead to serious disorders, not just mental ones, physical ones, because there is a real link between your mind and your body. These things are not as separate as you thought or were taught in school. This body tension, sometimes it can be very heavy, but oftentimes it can just be very subtle. Subtle. It might just take you a few days of experimenting with feeling into your body just to start to notice that subtle body tension that's always there, that's robbing you every single second of a little bit of your energy. But since this is happening at a very low grade level throughout your entire day and your entire week, these little tiny amounts of energy that's being used to hold all this tension, all these emotions, they are draining you. Because a lot of us are so disconnected from the truth and from our emotions, what we do is we lock them up in the body because we actually use our body as a way to deny and to resist and to repress emotions. And for many people who live an unhealthy lifestyle, and by unhealthy, I mean, of course, the food you eat and how well you take care of your body physically, but of course also psychologically, emotionally, you know, what kind of work are you doing? what kind of asshole boss are you working for? You know, who are you manipulating with your work? Who are you hurting? What kind of suffering are you causing in the world? All that stuff, you know, your mind isn't blind to that. It tends to repress it under the surface and it gets carried in your body. So our job is to now start to turn that around. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some practice. So two really important key ideas I want you to understand, I'll repeat them again, is that unconsciousness equals tension. To have tension in your body, you must be unconscious of that tension. And conversely, consciousness equals relaxation. So when you're maximally conscious, you're going to be relaxed in your body. Or if you're going to apply consciousness to some area of your body, that's going to relax that area. An unconscious person is uptight, anal, rigid, jerky, stern, resistant, numb, high-strung. Maybe you know some of these types of people. Maybe you're one of these types of people. It's actually very easy to tell the level of consciousness that a person has just based on how he moves, how rigid he is, all these little subtle cues. When you become really good at exploring your own consciousness, and you've done it for many years, you do lots of meditation, you do lots of this body awareness practice, you start to become very sensitive to this. And it's very easy then to pick out why someone has a problem. And also, it's very easy to pick out masters who are deeply conscious. Those people, you can tell, these people have mastered their minds and also their bodies. Because you can't really master your mind without mastering your body. And this conscious type of person is, you can tell, they're loose, they're relaxed, they're flowing, they're surrendered, they're comfortable, they're at ease, they're not easily agitated, they don't fly off the handle. Body awareness is not something that's taught in school in the West, almost at all, to almost a shocking, dysfunctional, neurotic degree. Western culture has really been all about the mind, all about the head, and while rejecting and marginalizing the body. But what this does is this creates a schism between the mind and the body. And we see this in Western culture. We have a very unholistic, fragmented understanding of the mind-body connection. You see this within academia, you see this within intellectuals, you see this within science. Many of these academics, what they've done is they've cut their head off from their body, so to speak, such that they're only living inside their head. But then they have all these disorders and conditions of the body. And they don't understand that there's a connection there. And they say, oh, Leo, well, Leo, you're just talking about the placebo effect. Just the placebo effect. No. It's not just the placebo effect. The placebo effect is a real serious thing. The placebo effect can have a stronger effect on how you feel or whether you cure a disease more than a drug, which is why they have to do very careful studies to find high quality drugs, because the drug has to outcompete placebo. That's not easy to do. That's how strong your mind is. Most people in the West, because we're operating under this materialist paradigm, this mechanical view of the world, and we have this old ancient Cartesian idea of the mind and the body, the mind-body problem, this mind-body duality. There's these two substances, the physical stuff and the mental stuff. There's matter and then there's consciousness, and that these are two totally different, and we don't even know how they're connected, but they must be connected somehow. But nobody knows, can't figure it out, and so they're just two totally separate, distinct things. And this is generally the view that science takes toward this stuff. And it's like you have these rationalist people who say, oh, well, Leo, there's the facts and then there's just emotions. And it's like, I don't care about the emotions. I care about the facts. This whole idea, this is a very neurotic and limited paradigm, which causes a lot of people within Western civilization to literally become numb to their own bodies. Because they're biased against feelings, as though feelings are somehow the enemy. Feelings and emotions are somehow bad or wrong, or they make you weak. They make you like a girl or like a woman. And, you know, no man is supposed to be emotional. No man is supposed to be in touch with his feelings. That's woo-woo, new age, girly stuff. That's generally the attitude that Western civilization has taken towards feelings and emotions. And this is really a shame. Really a shame. Because actually, your emotions and your feelings drive your rationality and your interpretation of facts far more than the other way around. You know, in the late 1900s, early 20th century, there was this phenomena happening in Europe called hysteria. And this was a problem that afflicted women, Victorian era women, who, of course, were so proper and so uptight that they never had sex. And so they had these problems and they went to these psychologists and psychiatrists, and it was just a budding field, psychology and psychiatry at that time. And you had Sigmund Freud and folks like that who would take care of these women. And what did they do? They just masturbated these women in their office. That's literally their entire practice consisted of this. This is mostly what psychiatrists and psychologists, that's how they made their living, is masturbating Victorian uptight women who didn't get sex from their husbands and were going crazy because their body craved for it. All right, well, we're not that bad today. We're a little bit better today. Our culture has loosened up, but it's still there. The remnants of that are still there. Spiral Dynamics Stage Blue and Spiral Dynamics Orange are very uptight. They're very much stuck in their minds. Blue tends to be very puritanical and is afraid of getting in touch with their emotions and their feelings and tends to be kind of sexually repressive. That's that whole Victorian hysteria thing, phenomena. And then orange tends to be so intellectual and rationalistic and so into this idea of facts over feelings that they also repress feelings and emotions. And then as you evolve out of those spiral stages into stage green, green is the first one that starts to realize the significance of the mind-body connection. But of course, to stage orange, a lot of times that looks like woo-woo new age stuff, Deepak Chopra type stuff. That's just because you haven't really experienced what it's like to become conscious of your body and to integrate your mind and your body and how powerful this is, how life-transforming this is. It really will change your whole life. For some people, it will literally save their life. That's how important this topic is. One of your goals in life, one of your personal development goals, with all this self-actualization work, as we're calling it, should be to permeate your mind and also your body with consciousness. That's really what all of this stuff that I'm talking about is about. Mostly I talk about the mind, because the body is sort of its own category. There's a lot that can be said about the body. And, you know, also I have a bias because I'm very intellectual as well. So I, of course, I suffer from these problems myself, which is why I'm speaking about them. But you want to permeate your mind and your body with consciousness. You want to become very comfortable in your own body. Ultimately, as you become really conscious, you will start to realize more and more that actually your body is made out of consciousness. It is made out of mind. There is no boundary whatsoever between mind and body. There's no metaphysical difference between the thoughts and ideas that you're having inside your mind and the substance out of which your hands, my hands are made, my face is made. It's all exactly the same substance, just manifested in different ways. That doesn't mean it can do the same stuff, but it is all made out of exactly the same stuff. And you will realize this. You will realize that your body is made out of pure spirit as you go deeper into this work and go up the spiral stages. You will realize this. But it'll probably take some practice to get there. So most people are walking around with very unconscious and unaware bodies, very numb to their bodies. And why do we make ourselves numb? Well, it's because oftentimes in life we're faced with tough situations where we have to survive. And we're put under pressure. And of course, that makes us fearful, makes us have all sorts of negative emotions that cause us to suffer. And rather than opening ourselves up to the fear and to all these sorts of emotions, what we do is we do the opposite. The exact opposite of what needs to be done is we close ourselves down and we try to suppress the pain and the suffering and the emotions by blocking it off, ignoring it, sweeping it under the rug, so to speak. And so for your mind to sweep an emotion or a problem or situation under the rug, what it does is it actually sweeps it into the body, into some part, into your forearms, into your hands, into your shoulders, into your stomach, into your feet. And it creates these sorts of habits, these tension habits, where you just, every time you're working on a difficult project, you're tensing your hands. Every time you're, you know, making some sort of important phone call, you're scrunching your feet, or you're scrunching up your stomach muscles. And you just get used to doing this. And so every time you're going to work, you're making these calls, or you're on the computer, you're doing whatever, you're scrunching up. And so your body tightens up and it closes stuff off. And that creates problems. And also, this happens because we avoid facing tough truths. Truth can be difficult to stomach, sometimes literally. We don't develop proper, conscious ways of dealing with truth and with difficult situations in life. So we end up repressing in our bodies. And a lot of times, you know, your body is a very sensitive and complex and very highly intelligent instrument. Intelligence is not just something that's happening in here. Intelligence is happening all through your body. Your body is constantly sending you signals. The problem is that most people aren't sensitive enough to those signals because they've made themselves so numb. But your body is sending you signals, and a lot of times your body is sending you deeply intelligent signals which are telling you that you need to stop doing something. For example, you're living a kind of lifestyle that is damaging to your body, and your body's feeling it and trying to send you those signals. But because your ego just wants to keep living this unhealthy lifestyle, what it does is it just tells the body to shut up and just sort of cuts everything off from the bottom of the neck down. And then what this does is just sweeps it under the rug and just creates a festering wound for later, which will ultimately come back to bite you. What do I mean by a damaging, toxic lifestyle? Well, of course, the food you eat, the stuff you smoke, the stuff you drink, the kind of career you have, how many hours you work, what you do with your body, you know, physically. Are you overstressing yourself, overworking yourself, over-exercising, under-exercising, putting your body through the ringer physically, emotionally? You know, what are you doing with your body? Your body is sending you all these signals, but sometimes we get so attached to our lifestyle that we're forced to repress. For example, someone who's working on Wall Street and, you know, he really wants to succeed at Wall Street. So he's just one of these new young guys who just got out of law school or something. And he just got his university degree and now he's going to work for Goldman Sachs. And they're making him work 80 hours a week, you know, to get his internship and then to get his first paid job. And so he's working his ass off and, you know, he's drinking down coffee and a bunch of Diet Cokes, 5 Diet Cokes a day, and maybe doing some drugs here and there, and then going to party late at night with the friends and doing all this, right? So this kind of toxic lifestyle, well, his body is sending him signals that's not going to fly. You can't keep working 80 hours a week. But of course, because he's so ambitious and he needs to, you know, he needs to succeed at Wall Street because somehow he got programmed with that idea in his mind. Well, he's going to keep pushing. He's going to push it to the limit. And he's going to repress and cut off everything that's going on in the body. And then that will come back to haunt him. Of course, if you had any kind of emotional trauma or physical trauma in your past, that's also there. It can be a lingering problem, and then that keeps coming back up, and that trauma was never fully dealt with, so there it is, locked into your body. A lot of ailments come from poor body awareness, including things like heart attacks, stress, muscle twitching in your face, twitching in various parts of your body, back pain, premature ejaculation, shyness, laziness, OCD, fatigue, anxiety, irritable bowel syndrome, cold hands and feet, cramping, Low self-esteem, low energy and mood, insomnia. This is just the tip of the iceberg of various kinds of conditions that can that come from poor body awareness. And now, of course, it's very important to qualify this. I'm not saying that all of these are going to be cured just purely through body awareness. You could have one of these, you know, conditions, and these conditions usually can have multiple factors. So, you know, you do need to, you know, your heart attack is not just totally dependent on your body awareness. Probably your diet and exercise have important factors as well. But some of these conditions can be completely eliminated just by increasing body awareness or significantly improved. Here are the areas that you want to focus on relaxing as you're going to be practicing relaxation, which I'm going to have you do as a homework assignment. You're going to be focusing on relaxing your face, especially your mouth and your jaw, your hands and your forearms, especially your feet and your calves and your lower legs, especially your stomach and your anal sphincter, your neck and your back. You're also going to focus on uncrossing your arms and legs. What you'll notice is that when you become very conscious and you become very free and relaxed in your body tends to open up and it tends to go symmetrical. And you tend to sit like this with open arms, open legs. Whereas when you're tense and you're anxious and something's not right and you're not feeling quiet, you start to scrunch up like this. And if you're laying in your bed and you're sleeping, you're kind of scrunched up, you're not open. And you're twisted and your legs are sort of twisted up like this, and this creates tension. And that tension is robbing you of energy when you're keeping that tension in there like that. So you're going to have to learn to uncross your arms and legs and practice that. You're also going to need to work on your breathing and start to breathe deeper into your belly, slow down your breathing as well. Although breathing is such an important topic that really it deserves its own episode, which I will shoot in the future. But yeah, breathing is something you can learn to be much more conscious of, and that's very important if you want to get to the higher levels of self-actualization. And then, of course, remember to relax your mind. Practice relaxing your mind, because you're not going to succeed at relaxing all these other parts of your body if your mind is anxious all the time. And the two affect each other, so it's like a two-way street. By relaxing your mind, you're going to relax your body. And by relaxing your body, that's going to help you to relax your mind. Also, your breath plays into that. So by relaxing your mind and your body, you'll notice your breath will slow down and deepen. Or conversely, if you slow down and deepen your breath, that will help you to relax your body and your mind. So all of these play into each other. Now, what are the best times to practice this? You're going to be practicing this basically throughout your entire day, your entire week. But there are specific times where I want you to pay attention to this body tension that you're carrying. When you're in your bed sleeping or getting about to sleep, notice what's your sleeping position like and how tense is your body. Oftentimes, I notice myself tensing up, especially with my hands, the way I'm placing my hands near my face or near my head to prop myself up, almost like a pillow, and then this creates tension. So relax. When you notice that in your bed, you want to relax it and kind of open your body up, and you're going to practice this. And when you first start practicing this, it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel weird. It's going to feel weird to uncross your arms and uncross your legs if you're used to doing that for 20 or 30 years, right? So this is a practice. You can just kind of keep going with it. Also, during work, it's very important that you become more conscious of how you tense yourself up during work. I noticed that during work, I tend to tense up a lot, especially my hands and feet, especially when I'm working on some kind of challenging problem, and I have some anxiety around that. When you're sitting, start to notice how you sit and where you carry tension in your legs and butt when you're sitting. So maybe you're sitting on a couch, on a bench, at some lunch table at work. Start to notice that. Even during meditation, when you're meditating, you might think you're relaxed when you're meditating. Maybe you're not. Double check. Feel into your body, and especially with meditation, make sure that you relax your face and your jaw. Super important. And that's one that many meditators just simply miss. also during stressful emotional times. So when you're in some sort of heated argument with your spouse or your family member about something and you're getting angry or upset or annoyed, frustrated, that's an especially important time to notice what's going on inside your body. Of course, that's very challenging because you're getting so distracted by these external circumstances and the emotions that are coming up and the arguments. But that's when you need to remember to focus inwards and just to feel, where am I carrying that tension, that anger? Is it in my jaw, in my face, in my eyes, in my arms? And that can be a huge shift for you if you start doing that. Also, during sex, when you're having sex, it's really important to relax. A lot of guys struggle with premature ejaculation problems or difficulty getting it up. A lot of women struggle with having an orgasm because they're so tense and so nervous, stuck in their own head when they're having sex. So with sex, it's actually really interesting. To have really good sex, you need to relax. You need to be really comfortable and really kind of organic and natural and get out of your head. And so the way you do that is by using that letting go technique and also just noticing how your body feels during sex. You know, sex is really fascinating because sex is usually very exciting. So again, usually when you're about to have sex, all your sort of attention in your mind goes into your partner and thinking about maybe how sexy they are and how attracted you are, whatever. And so you just get into it so quickly and so kind of like rough and dirty that you actually forget to actually feel into the best part of sex, which is the feelings and the emotions of it. And then it goes by way too quick. And also you don't get that full satisfaction and the full release. And for guys, you come too fast. And for girls, you don't come at all. You know, with sex, it's actually interesting. If you want to delay your orgasm, the best way to do that is just to relax. Relax your groin area. Relax your stomach area. It becomes very difficult to orgasm. If you notice, for your body to orgasm, what has to happen is that there's a sort of tension, a really strong tension that builds up in your hips and in your stomach and groin area, both for men and for women. And then it finally culminates in this big climax. Now, that tension is good. I mean, that's what you need to have a climax. But if you're a guy who's trying to last longer for your girl, then you got to learn to relax that, all those muscles. And of course, for a girl, that's very important as well, because for a girl to come, she needs to be really fully surrendered and fully relaxed. So there's really kind of two tensions that happen during sex. There's the important and good kind of tension, which is necessary for the buildup of the climax and for you to finally come. That's important if you want to come. And then there's the bad kind of tension, which is the additional tension that you add, that you create, that's not necessary, which is actually creating resistance and distraction in your sex. So start to become much more mindful of that. Go really slowly next time you do it. Maybe you can even talk to your partner and actually try to do it together. Try to have more mindful sex. And you'll see how big of a difference it makes. Hey, I mean, just when you're getting up from work and you're going to take a piss, when you're standing there or sitting there taking a piss, relax. Relax your arms. Relax your legs, relax your butt, relax your face. When you're eating, notice the tension that's there and relax it away. When you're doing public speaking, or maybe you have a presentation that you need to give at work to your boss or to some team members or something like that, and you're getting ready to get up on stage and deliver your PowerPoint presentation, notice the tension in your body. You probably have a little bit of anxiety about speaking to a group of people. But it's not just anxiety in your mind. Of course, it's a lot in your mind, but also notice where it is in your hands and your feet and your stomach and so forth, and relax that away. If you're one of these guys who does pickup and you're chatting up girls at nightclubs and you want to be more effective at that, you know, most guys, when they start pickup, what's their biggest problem? Approach anxiety. What is approach anxiety? See, pickup has you so oriented on external techniques and stuff that's going on with the girl, how to trick the girl, how to manipulate the girl, how to say something cool to the girl or whatever to get her to sleep with you. But much more importantly is actually what's going on inside your body. When you're in the nightclub and the loud music is blaring and hot girls are running around everywhere and you see the one that you like and you want to go flirt with her, but what are you feeling inside your body? See, most PUAs are completely disconnected from what's going on with their emotions and in their body. So during those moments, that's exactly where you need to put more focus into your body and then relax that away and be at ease. And really, if you want to get the hottest girls to be attracted to you, how do you do that? Is she going to be attracted to a guy who's uptight and rigid and anal and stuck in his own mind? Or is she going to get attracted to the guy who's loose and chill and free-flowing and just spontaneous and relaxed? I see. Consciousness is actually a strength of a signal of confidence. Confident people, when they're truly confident, it's not just a macho front that you're putting up, but it's real confidence. It actually comes from a sense of being at ease in the world. You feel very secure. You feel very grounded. Your feet are planted. And you don't have a lot of tension. You're not high strung. And women can pick that off. Women pick that up. They're really good at reading these sort of subconscious body signals and cues from guys. So that's something to work on if you're out in the field. And it's also going to make your approach is much more enjoyable. If you're standing in line at the grocery store or at the ATM or you're just waiting, you got nothing to do, notice the tension, where it's at in your body, and relax it away. When you're walking to work, walking to school, walking wherever, taking the trash out, notice the tension, relax it away. When you're talking, when you're in a conversation with colleagues at work by the water cooler, whatever, you're just talking shit, or you're talking to your boss, notice the tension that's there and relax it away. So you can find all these and many more areas in your life that happen on a habitual, regular basis every day, every week, every month, where you can practice this stuff. And you will need to practice it over and 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 over again. This is stuff that you can't just practice once or twice. Like, you got to pummel this thing with repeated practicing day in and day out. So your practice is very simple. You just feel into your body. You find the tension, relax it away. That's it. It's not rocket science. Very simple. But you're going to do this for the next few months, and really for the next few years of your life, you're going to keep doing this. You're going to remember this. It's going to be in the back of your mind. Every night you're going to sleep, you're going to relax. Every time you're taking a piss, you're going to relax. Every time you're sitting down to work, you're going to remember to relax. Of course, you're not going to be perfect. You're going to forget probably 90% of the time, and that's okay. But that 10% of the time you will remember, and that will be enough to start to give you a little bit of leverage over the tension that's in your body. And you're going to keep doing this and doing this and doing this. And over time, that's going to transform how your entire body feels. But it's going to take you some work to build up that momentum. You just got to keep applying that awareness, keep relaxing and doing it over again. Now, a really important distinction that you need to make here to do this successfully is you need to distinguish between thinking about feeling and actually feeling. Those are two different things. It's one thing to think about feeling your body. Like, I could tell you right now, think about feeling your hands. And you can think about feeling your hands. Now, that's very different from actually feeling your hands. The feelings that are actually there. Right? So you see that distinction? So what we're doing in this practice is, of course, before you can relax the area, you need to be able to actually feel into it. And it's going to be a little bit tricky because your mind has an image of sort of like your hands and what they feel like, but your image and your memories of what your hands feel like are not what your hands actually feel like right now. And also the feelings in your hands, they're always changing. For example, if you place your feelings, place your awareness into the feeling in your hands and you keep it there, the longer you keep it there, those feelings are going to change. They're not always the same. You can sit there for 5-10 minutes feeling your hands and it's going to change. And if you sit there for an hour straight feeling your hands, that's going to change. So that's the difference between feeling and thinking about feeling. That's very important because otherwise you're going to get stuck in your head. Now you might ask, Leo, but how do I feel? Maybe there's a certain part of my body where I just can't feel it at all. I feel numb, or it just feels kind of empty, or it's a blank, there's nothing there. Well, the reason it feels that way is simply because you don't have enough practice. So there is no shortcut to feeling because feeling is already direct. Feeling is already immediate. There's no how-to method for how to feel. you just feel. You just do it. Now, of course, when you first start doing it, probably because you haven't done it very much in your life, it's going to feel like an atrophied muscle. You're going to feel very, very weak, and you might not be able to feel certain parts of your body at all. And the way that's resolved is just by practicing it more, placing more and more awareness and attention into that part of your body. And, you know, at certain times, certain parts of your bodies, you might feel nothing at all. Like, take your feeling right now and put it in the very back of your head. Do you feel something there? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. So whatever is there is what's there. You don't need to make stuff up. It's about just feeling what's actually there. So here you're trying to be truthful and honest. You're not trying to make anything up when you're just feeling. Just feel what's there. There's no right or wrong way to feel. Just do it and keep redoing it. Now, your greatest enemy to this practice is going to be forgetfulness. You're going to forget to do it very, very easily. So the solution to that I have for you is you need to get some sort of wristband device like this. Something colorful, preferably. Something that doesn't cut off circulation to your wrist so you can wear it for a long time. You're going to actually put this on and wear it for a whole month for this homework assignment. Stick this on, wear it. Every time that you notice it, let it be a reminder. It's a visual cue to remind you that, oh yeah, let me feel for tension and let me relax it away. And that's it. That's going to help you a lot. Without this wristband, you're going to forget really easily. I mean, even with the wristband, you'll forget. But the wristband really helps. So put that on and do that for the next 30 days. And that will get the ball rolling. Of course, 30 days is not going to be enough to solve this problem. It's just the beginning. But after 30 days of doing this, you will start to program your mind and your body. You're going to start to change the habits in your body. And at that point, you will just naturally start to remember doing it, even without the wristband. Now, there's also a lot of other techniques that you can use to work on this. What I've talked about so far is just a very general baseline developing body awareness technique. I wouldn't even call it a technique. All you're doing is you're just feeling and you're relaxing. So that's sort of like the foundation of this work. But then there's a lot of other stuff you can do that I want to just point out for you, give you ideas here. So there's Hatha yoga, which can be very effective at developing body awareness. This is the kind of Western yoga you see at everywhere in gym classes all around the United States and in Europe and so forth. So these are really popular these days. Of course, when you're doing Hatha yoga, it's very important that you do it very mindfully with the intention of becoming more aware of your body and relaxing your body. Because some people, what they do is when they do Hatha yoga, they're just like routine monkeys. So they just go there, they follow the instructor like a sheep, and they just go through the motions. But going through the motions is not necessarily going to mean that you're doing it mindfully and actually developing body awareness. So make sure you add that intention to your Hatha yoga practice if you're going to do that. Another really effective technique is Tai Chi. Tai Chi is this ancient Chinese method where you are doing this sort of like these flowing movements, slow flowing movements with your hands. You could do it with your eyes closed or your eyes open. And the idea there is that you're focusing on how your body is moving. Of course, Tai Chi is a whole art. You can find videos on YouTube and on Google for how to do Tai Chi. You can find long sets, short sets, 5-minute sets, 10-minute sets. This is really good for starting to develop body awareness. There's also something called the body scan meditation technique. And you can also find YouTube videos of this and audio recordings online that you can download for free and play for yourself. And they can be 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour long, however you want. And what they do is they guide you through scanning through your body. So usually you close your eyes and you scan from the very top of your skull all the way to the very bottom of your feet and then back up. You slowly scan every vertical millimeter of your body. And as you do it, you become conscious of that part of your body and then you melt it away and you relax it. So that can be super effective. Another method you could try is shamanic breathing, which I've talked about in a separate episode. That's a really powerful method for getting in touch with your emotions and really sort of activating and energizing your body. It can be very exhilarating, all sorts of interesting traumas and latent, hidden emotional blockages can come up through that technique, and a very powerful technique. So you can try that. You could also do deep tissue massage. And there, specifically, you could go and schedule a deep tissue massage once or twice a week. And when you're getting it, make sure that you're actually not just chatting with the masseuse or just daydreaming about stuff or flipping through your phone, but that you're like you're fully feeling into that deep tissue massage. And it can be very painful sometimes. But also it's that mindfulness. When you get that full mindfulness and you're feeling into your body, that can be very powerful. You can also try hot baths and saunas. Also there, when you're doing it, make sure that you incorporate that mindfulness component. So when you're getting into that sauna or in that hot bath, take it very, very slowly. Don't daydream, but actually fully feel into how the water feels, how the sauna feels, and all of that, and the effect it has on your body. Another powerful method could be using psychedelics, specifically with the intent of developing body awareness. So this is something that probably many people who trip don't really try, but this can be really powerful, especially on something like mushrooms. What you could do is you could take some mushrooms with the intention to just purely work during that trip for the next 4 hours on body awareness. And so like you could actually do Tai Chi on mushrooms, or you could even try to do a little bit of Hatha yoga on mushrooms. Of course, don't hurt yourself. And you probably don't want a very high dose of mushrooms, maybe just 1 or 2 grams, 3 grams, something like that, such that you still have movement of your body and you're not just totally out in fantasy land, tripping on balls on something, you know, just flat on the floor, but rather you're actually able to move and just like get in touch with your body. Especially with mushrooms, I noticed they make me feel very animalistic, very monkey-like in a good way. So it's sort of like you feel like you're a monkey in the jungle and you get to just like explore your body and feel it. It's as though you're feeling your body for the first time and you're seeing the miraculousness of your body and how intelligent it is and how amazing it is. And also you realize how much you abuse it and how much you take it for granted. So that can be a very powerful spiritual experience that can really get you some deep insights into the power of body awareness. It can also develop self-confidence in your body. So if you feel like your body is sort of closed off and you're one of these shy, meek type of people that stand in the corner all the time and you don't really open your body up, you don't take a lot of space up with your body because you just have bad self-esteem, you don't like how you look, whatever, you know, quirks and issues you've got, self-image problems, a lot of those just have to do because you're not conscious and connected enough with your body. Your body is a beautiful organism, really beautiful machine. Even if you think that you don't like your looks, you have a big nose or you think you're ugly or whatever, that's mostly because you're stuck in sort of the cultural ideas of what beauty is. Like to really get in touch with the beauty of your body, you got to take some mushrooms or some LSD and really look at your body. Then you see the full beauty of your body. You see it as this incredible machine. No matter what you look like, it's still an incredible machine and it does incredible things and you start to really appreciate it. Of course, for women, a really effective way to develop body awareness might be dance. For men, martial arts. You can also use one of those vibrating massager thingies. You could buy one of those and then you can vibrate various parts of your body and as you're doing that vibration, you can apply mindfulness to it. You can also buy a massage chair and practice getting those massage chair massages and also at the same time mindfully doing it. So there's all these different methods. So what I want you to do, in addition to wearing the wristband, you're going to wear this wristband, of course, for the next month. But I also want you to commit over the next month to trying at least 2 of these techniques. That doesn't mean you have to do it every day. Just try 2 of these techniques that you've never tried before. So if you've never tried Hatha yoga, go do a couple of Hatha yogas very mindfully. If you've never done the body scan, go download a few body scan audios and do that a couple times. If you've never done Tai Chi, go look up some Tai Chi videos and do that a couple times. If maybe you want to do the psychedelic body awareness thing, try that a few times. Or go get a couple of deep tissue massages mindfully a few times. All right, so pick your thing and then schedule it. If you need to find a place that offers massage, just go to yelp.com and search there for deep tissue massage in your area, and they will give you all sorts of masseuses with high 5-star ratings that you can then go set up sessions with. You can also find on Yelp local yoga studios, even Tai Chi classes, and what else? Dance classes, martial arts studios, you know, saunas, hot baths and spas. So all this stuff is available there. You just got to do a little bit of research. So that's basically it. That's the whole idea here. There's not much to say theory-wise. You just got to practice this. And it's really important. I hope I've communicated to you the importance of incorporating some of these body awareness practices into your entire self-actualization plan. It's very important that you have at least a couple of these, because otherwise you're gonna develop very lopsidedly, all in your head and not enough in your body. And see, the problem is that when you don't develop your body, that means that you can never really develop true emotional mastery. Because your emotions are in your body, for the most part. So how are you going to develop emotional mastery if you're not conscious of your body? And emotional mastery is one of the most important things that you can develop for increasing the quality of your life and reducing your suffering and making you a better performer at whatever you do, whether it's sports, public speaking, relationships, business, you know, all that stuff is deeply influenced by your inability to be conscious of your emotions, to be masterful with using your emotions. So it's utterly imperative that you develop body awareness. Let me warn you against the danger of rituals. Rituals like yoga routines and maybe even a Tai Chi ritual where you just go through mechanically. Going through mechanical rituals is not the same thing as developing body awareness. The only thing that builds awareness is awareness. So the only way you'll develop awareness is by doing something with awareness, not by doing it mechanically, unconsciously. If you do things unconsciously, even if they're supposedly powerful spiritual techniques given to you by gurus and masters who are the most enlightened, but you do them mechanically, they are not going to make you enlightened and they're not going to develop your consciousness. So be careful with that trap. Especially this is a trap that religious people fall into. They just go through their religious rituals mechanically, and then, of course, they don't become more aware of anything. They don't really grow. And also, I just want to point out that there are many degrees of relaxation. You can relax your body very, very deeply. So this little bit of relaxation that you experienced today at the beginning of this episode with the closed eyes exercise, that was just a tip of the iceberg. When you practice that repeatedly over and over and over again, your body starts to relax more and more and more and more. Your entire body starts to transform. That's a process that usually takes months and years. But it's very powerful. And it's a little bit difficult to explain just how powerful that can be, because most people don't have an experience of that. All you have, maybe the most you have, is just an experience of letting go for 5 seconds. But try sitting there and letting go for a full 60 minutes or 2 hours straight, just letting go, progressively just letting go and letting go and letting go. And you'll see there's a very big difference between letting go for 5 seconds and letting go for 2 hours, right? And so, and that accumulates to the point where then you get to a point where your entire body starts to just become very free and very open. And rather than being heavy and rigid and very material feeling, your body is going to start to feel like it's a spiritual thing. It's going to start to feel like it's consciousness, like your pure consciousness. And then at one point in your development, you will get to the point where you'll be able to look at your hands and you will be able to realize and be conscious that your hands are not made out of any physical material stuff, that your hands just actually are pure consciousness. They're made out of mind stuff. They're literally made out of the exact same stuff that my thoughts are made out of, right? I can be conscious of that right now. And it's a pretty cool feeling. You start to feel like you're just like in this kind of like spiritual, mystical space all the time. And that's because as you do spiritual practice and you do consciousness work and awareness, body awareness, everything starts to kind of like become airy and fluid, where before it was very rigid and dense and you felt like it's a, like you're locked in this physical box into this physical world. Well, that starts to all change for you the more that you practice this stuff. So get cracking on that. All right, that's it. I'm done here. Please click that like button for me. Don't forget. And then come check out actualize.org. I've got some exclusive resources there for you. My blog, where I'm posting lots of exclusive videos lately, and I will be in the weeks and months to come. So don't miss those. Some of my, I think some of my best insights come from my vlog videos. Also the forum, the life purpose course, and the book list. And speaking of the book list, I have not that many, but I do have one or two books on my book list, but they're really good books that deal with body awareness. I have a little category for body awareness, and I have some other books in the emotional category section where, in the emotional mastery section where they talk about the mind-body connection and also how emotions tie in with the body and all that. So read up on that. This is a deep field, and we've only scratched the surface of it here. And the last thing that I'll say is that you have to understand that actualize.org has a certain bias. I'm a very intellectual and cerebral and conceptual kind of guy. So most of the topics I talk about, they are, of course, very intellectual. And I sometimes get criticized for that. But it's not like, you know, I'm ignorant of this bias. There is this bias. And I'm not too worried about it because actualize.org is not supposed to be your only source. You are supposed to go to other sources. And I'm not an expert on body awareness. You know, it's a very deep field, very deep topic. You could spend the next 40 years of your life mastering that topic. And there are other people out there who can teach that to you much better than I can. So I view my job as just pointing out that this field exists. It's important. Now go out there and find the resources you need from other people that are going to help you, whether it's books or courses or classes or workshops. You know, it's all out there. You just got to get off your ass and do some searching, and then you'll find a whole new world, and that will change your life. And that's something I'm going to be focusing more on in the future because, you know, what I found with my own development is that when you begin development, most of your development starts to happen mostly on the intellectual level because you're reading books and you're trying various techniques. As you become more advanced in your practices, you start to realize just how important direct experiences, direct discovery, personal awareness, and just how little you really get from just having beliefs and just ideas about all these things that I talk about. So then to get the really powerful results, you start to see that, oh, you got to actually like practice all this stuff and get a firsthand experience with it, not just believe it. And so therefore you're moving out of the conceptual realm and into the actual practical realm. And at that point, you start to realize how important it is just to spend time feeling into your body. And I'm seeing that more and more. And of course, I have a lot of work to do on myself in terms of consciousness of my body. Because my greatest strength is my mind and using my mind. And so I tend to, of course, use my greatest strength. And that's what you see with actualize.org. That doesn't mean that I don't have weaknesses that I need to work on. See? And maybe you're like that as well. Maybe you're very intellectual, and maybe that's why you follow me and you like this content, you resonate with it. But for you then especially, you need to develop some of these body awareness practices. Otherwise, you are going to kind of paint yourself into a corner, and at some point, you're going to hit a glass ceiling with this work because the bottleneck will be not your knowledge of spirituality or anything like that, but just simply your lack of sensitivity and feeling of all the stuff that's going on in your body, especially your emotions and all the tensions and the way that you repress things. So take this topic seriously and stick around for more.